The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Well, I had an interesting interaction with a customer service representative of a company that I do and have been doing business with for some time now. And being that I don't have any friends, I thought I would share it with you. So anyway, again, my nicotine pouch provider, who will remain unnamed. Yeah, I don't want to bring any bad juju on them because it's not on them. But this particular incident kind of was. So yeah, you know, once a month I receive 35 cans of nicotine pouches. I get them wholesale or online from a company up on the East Coast, and you know, they helped me kick tobacco 5 or 6 years ago, so that's a positive. And if I could ever get away from nicotine, then it'll be down to pretty much nothing other than caffeine. Anyway, too much personal info, sorry. One man therapy session here. So yeah, I go get my package. It was delivered to my mail receptacle, my approved United States Postal Service mail receptacle, and open it up, and 15 cans are missing, nearly half the order, and all of one particular flavor, which is cinnamon that I enjoy with my coffee. So, yeah, I was like, that's fucked up. I look at my order confirmation email. I replied to it, take a picture of the packaging. It had been opened at the top and resealed with clear plastic tape, and a Boston post office sticker had been applied to it. So, you know, again, having worked at the post office for 5 years, I'm pretty sure I know what happened. It was either one of two things. Either it was like caught on a piece of equipment and ripped open, and the product was destroyed, you know, crushed, rolled over, fell into a dark abyss somewhere in the post office, or a postal employee cut the shit open, fished around in there, took what they want, and then resealed it, threw it on its way, and then now it becomes an issue with the, you know, the customer, me, the business, the supplier, the company that mailed me the order, and then the delivery provider, the United States Postal Service. Yeah, so when something like this happens, I call up the business and make them aware. And then the business files a claim with the post office. And the post offices, the United States Postal Service's immediate response is to investigate the fucking customer. So the first thing they're going to want to see from the business is, who is this guy? How many orders have you placed? And then business is going to say, yeah, you know, here's his order history. He orders the same fucking order every month for the last 2 years. And this is the first time he's ever called with a package having been opened and contents missing. So we're pretty sure it's there at the post office. They're like, damn it. Guess now we'll have to start an investigation. And then, if it happens again, to me, I'll, send the information again. They'll file another claim. That obviously, helps with the postal inspector's investigation. They can pin it down to where it's like, yeah, one fucking postal employee that enjoys Cinnamon Zen but doesn't like paying for it, just cuts open packages when they come through. He recognizes my package coming through every month. And again, for all I fucking know, it could be my sister. I know she works at the big post office down here and has for 25 fucking years. So, knowing that loony fucking witch, she probably purposefully finds my package and fucks with it. Packages. This isn't the first time, as if you're an avid listener of this podcast, like Governor Greg Abbott. I guess I could digress to that for a second. Yeah, again, man, if I was governor of Texas, declaring, excellent, he declared an invasion, cool, now, sending tanks down there, great, now get ready to fucking use them, just seal the whole thing off all the way, maybe fucking a foot past the fucking, down there by New Mexico, and just have a flashing sign pointing, Texas is closed, proceed west, for, illegal invaders, proceed west. And then set up all your tanks and shit right there at the end of the wall. So they, can't turn it, come back in. That's where you... Bah, 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 bah. Anyway. So this customer service representative, her name was Frida. And she spoke with an accent. And I don't think it was Central American. It just sounded... I'm going to think that she's probably from Venezuela. Frida from Venezuela. I could be wrong, but fucking who cares? I call her up. First, I take pictures of the package because I've never received anything like this. So I take pictures of it. Reply to their email with the picture and a brief, explanation. Hey, this was open and contents were missing. And it comes back undeliverable twice. So I call the customer service line. I get Frida on the line. Immediately, I won't go into all the specifics, but she was basically telling me, no, you're doing it wrong. Where'd you send the email? I said, I replied to, well, who are you? What, do you have an order number? I was like, well, yeah, okay, here's the order number. Here's this. I give her all the information again that I've already, I basically taking the information that she has on me and giving it back to her so that she's like, okay, yes, you are a customer of mine. But you're still fucked up and doing it wrong. I'm going to send you an email and that'll take care of it. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I said, I just called you up and told you I'm having problems with emails. Let's verify this and make sure. And I just replied to the email. I can't. And I was like, well, what if it doesn't work? Well, then call me back. And I go, well, what are you saying? If it does, I go, you're basically saying to me, I don't know. You mailed me a card in the mail and I am calling, I can't remember the fucking analogy I used, but it was brilliant at the time. And, it flustered her and she started talking over me. And then I told her, I go, now you're yelling over me, customer service. I go, you're not rectifying anything. And she hangs up on me. So not doing her fucking job. Not respecting me as a customer, not respecting my patronage and the money that I spend with the company, not working with me together to rectify the situation. Just saying, fuck you. I don't want to deal with you. So in her frustration, she hung up on me, man. So I called right back and, well, as would have it, this time I got a soft-spoken, composed, first language speaking biological male. I presume he was hetero and Caucasian. All assumptions on my part. However, we rectified the situation in 3 to 4 minutes and we laughed about it. And I couldn't help, I said, hey, as soon as he answered, hey, how can I help you? Well, first of all, I said, I have an issue with my product, but I wanted to make you aware that Frida just hung up on me. Oh, really? I go, yeah. I go, I called her up and was explaining the situation I'm about to explain to you. And she became frustrated and started speaking over, yelling over me. And I yelled over her. And then she hung up on me. Oh, well, you know, let me get that information. Let's see. You know, we'll take care of it. So he works through it, gets everything. I finally get my email to go through to him. He shoots me an email. I receive it. Okay. And when I received it, I scroll down. I go, oh, I go, yeah, I got it right here. And it's from you. He goes, okay, great. And I go, well, Frida said she sent one too. I wonder where it went. And, you know, he kind of giggled, but he understood the irony there. Yeah. So I sent pictures of the package and the product that I received, and I emailed it back, and he confirmed that the email was received, and he confirmed that the product replacement was being sent out today, and an investigation, a claim would be filed, and thank you for my patronage. And I, you know, thanked him in kind for his excellent customer service and hung up the phone and spent the last, you know, the next 5-10 minutes bouncing around my apartment fucking cursing out Frida in the air. Because it's just so fucking typical, man. I mean, again, fucking call me whatever you want. A xenophobe, a racist, a sexist. I don't care. Because it's the fucking fact. It's the truth. I'm a paying customer who does business with the customer. I have an issue with the fucking product that they're providing me. And when I call their customer service number and speak to their customer service representative, it's a person in here in the United States of America who speaks broken fucking English. English was not her first language. So immediately, that in and of itself, I mean, what the fuck are people doing? That's like a big fuck you to customers. It's almost like a fence that they're intentionally putting up. Hey, got a customer service issue? Call this number and try to get it conveyed to one of our customer service reps. Good luck. I know South Park parodied this. Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with? You haven't helped me with fucking anything. Okay, this is Frank. You know, I mean, that kind of shit, that kind of over the top, in your face, fuck you shit that everybody is so fucking tired of. Why the fuck are you here? Why the fuck did you take a job in a company working as a customer service? She has to be an affirmative action quota fucking hire. Because when I call back Ben, again, the well-spoken, English-speaking fucking white dude, he and I are figuring it out and laughing about fucked up Frida over there, who's probably in a safe space somewhere and filing a complaint against Ben because he made her look bad. That kind of shit. Because fuck you, man. Like I said, I'm not fucking 22 or 23. This isn't my first fucking rodeo. I've been around the fucking block. I've seen it. I've done it. I've witnessed it. They just keep piling it on, like faking it till you make it is going to fucking break it, obviously. Case in point, sorry, I had to think of the fucking woman construction road crew chick. Hey, you know, she drives around in her Chevy truck wearing her Carhartts and stomping around at the farmer's market with her little fucking lesbian girlfriend telling everybody she's on the fucking road crew, Department of Transportation. She holds a sign all day long, every day. That's all she ever does. Even the lowliest fucking laborer aspires to get away from holding the fucking sign. They want to, you know, sling fucking asphalt with a shovel or fucking pull concrete with the fucking rake or something. I mean, anything, hump a fucking wheelbarrow, work your way on top of one of those pieces of equipment that pay an extra fucking $8 an hour. All of the things that Frida, the sign woman, can't do, but she's totally cool with. The glass ceiling that she's broken, the construction industry that she stands upon the apex in her fucking glory. Getting paid to stand there and watch men work, doing laborious tasks that she absolutely cannot do. If she were required to do so, she would break. I've seen it. They break. There you have their cops. and they quickly move up the ranks in the police department to become the chief or the public relations spokesperson, you know, the fire department. The fire battalion chief is 5'3" and weighs 110 pounds. She can't pull anything by herself. She needs help putting on her own protective equipment. Fireman's carry. It's not going to happen. Don't lose consciousness fighting the fire around battalion chief, or you will surely die. But there she is out there talking to the press. You know, this kind of shit. Over the top. The Biden administration. The AKA the Freaks and Perverts administration, the first of everything. It's just like your typical bum rush on government jobs, man. They're, you know, the Biden administration took over and it was a fucking hiring free for all on fucking freaks. Anything, you know, the first of any, you know, I mean, literally the first openly, whatever, just write your name in there and you're hired. Fuck. And, you know, of course, you see the result. You know? I mean, you get the people, the so you're saying people are the ones who are in charge. You know, like I mentioned before, Biden, I'll rely on the experts. I'll rely on what other people are saying. I myself am too incompetent to make an executive decision. I'm just going to parlay that responsibility to subordinate somewhere. Yeah. So now you got a fucking shit show of underqualified, in over their heads, overpaid people in positions that are just going through the pomp and circumstance of a, you know, if I forgot the term, they're just fucking posers and actors and tourists, and they're fucking up everything. Yeah, think about it, you know? Yeah, there it is in and of itself. Posers and actors and tourists. Is there anything good about any of those people? Fuck.
In what century are they?
Fuck you, son!